It's Friday, and that means it's time for the first KNDY High School football pregame show of the 2019 season. There's a full slate of games tonight, so let's take a look at those games around the area, starting off in Nebraska. Football got underway in the Cornhusker State last Friday, and locally it kicked off in Wymore as the Southern Raiders hosted the Griffins of Diller Odell. Last season, Southern was entering their first year in the eight-man ranks and took their lumps in the opener against Diller Odell. This year's season opener was a reversal as the Raiders won 54-8. The Griffins have only 15 players on the roster and only two starters returning from a team who made the playoffs last year. Diller Odell head coach Chris Schluter knew the game against Southern was going to be a tough one, but felt a lot of their problems were of their own doing.
You know, if you look at the outcome of the game, it looks like they really put it on us. A lot of the things that happened in that game were really self-inflicted wounds. We put the ball on the ground several times. We got lucky to only turn over four of those, but you can't put the ball on the ground if we just didn't do enough offensively to get back out of those holes.
Southern head coach Kane Hoekstra liked how his team played, especially the defense.
Yeah, I was really pleased with how we played and we performed. I thought we were really stingy on defense. We held them to under 100 yards total offense. And on offense, I felt like we were pretty efficient. We only punted once. We had a number of different players. I think we had six different kids scored for us. We were pleased with that and how we spread the ball around on offense.
Despite the lopsided score, Coach Schluter did see some positives.
But overall, I guess if you look into the grand scheme of things, you know, nobody ever likes to lose a football game, especially the way that we did. The kids expected to be a little bit more competitive in the football game score-wise. You know, I've seen some really good things. We just need to get a little bit more conditioned to play a football game, and I really think that the small amount of guys that we have can still do some pretty special things this year. We just got to clean some things up and get in a little bit better football shape, and the only way to do that is to play the game.
While Raider coach Hoekstra was happy with the win, he knows they have a ways to go towards their goals.
Well, we are by no means a finished product, but we did like the way we started the season. We need to continue to work on our fundamentals. We also need to make sure that we eliminate our turnovers. You know, we forced several turnovers, which was a positive thing, but we gave the ball up a few times as well, and that needs to get cleaned up. Just be more secure with the ball is one of the key points.
The Griffins will face another tough road test tonight as they travel to Blue Hill, who is now 1-0 after a one-win season last year. Schluter says in order for his team to get a win, it starts with a simple thing.
Biggest thing, do things right. If we can clean up those mistakes that we made last Friday, we should give ourselves a chance to win a football game. The big things, block and tackle and hold on to the football, because if you hold on to the football, the other team doesn't have it, and if they don't have it, they can't score.
The Raiders will also be on the road as they head to Pawnee City. Coach Hoekstra talks about what will be needed for a victory.
Pawnee City is going to run kind of a traditional set. However, a little bit unconventional when they go direct snap to one of their running backs. They try to be physical. And they have some weapons in their backfield. For us, we talk about getting better day by day, clean up those things that I mentioned, continue to be efficient on offense, and try to dominate on defense. Take care of our business. We'll keep improving.
Now over on the Kansas side, the Centralia Panthers are coming off an 8-3 season last year that saw them losing their first two games against tough opponents. Head coach Larry Glossick says this year's schedule is tough as well.
End up playing a lot of the Mid-East League schools early. We've got Rossville, Riley County, first two games, St. Mary's game three, Colgan game four. We've got a really good test with a bunch of new faces on this team. So, you know, we like what we have. Going to take some time for this bunch to come together, I believe.
The Panthers fell to Rossville in the season opener last year, and this year Coach Glossick expects to see the same type of team tonight as Centralia hits the road against Rossville.
Well, you know, they were young last year and within a touchdown last year, so I think, you know, they're going to be the same type of spread offense. You know, just run some jet motion at you and throw the ball around a little bit. Same coach, same staff, so we're looking at the same stuff.
Valley Heights returns a strong core of guys from his 6-4 team last year. Head coach Tony Trimble said a lot of the young guys got some good experience last season, which he hopes will pay off this year.
Nine guys returned from last year's football team. Pretty much played the whole year with two seniors, and that allowed a lot of our younger kids to get game reps and become experienced. So, you know, we're really excited about that. We're looking forward to see if those kids continue to improve and become better players.
The Mustangs open the season tonight at home against Troy, a team they fell to last year. Coach Trimble feels Troy will be a good test for his squad.
Well, they're they're going to be another quality football team again this year. Got a lot of returning starters back on their team, and expect them to be big up front. I think they're going to have some very experienced kids in the backfield, their quarterback. They're going to rely on him for a lot of things. They're going to be a very solid football team. We're going to have to play pretty much mistake-free football against them.
The Washington County Tigers enter their second season in eight-man football. Head coach Doug Thompson feels that year of experience will benefit his team as they head into this season.
Yeah, it's definitely been a challenge trying to go from 11-man down to 8-man. But I feel like, you know, we put a lot of work in this summer. We kind of got the offense going. We're kind of doing some different things. And I think definitely 1 year of experience has helped me as a coach and definitely has helped the kids as players. We got a lot of kids coming back. So I think they'll definitely benefit from it. And I look for us to have a little bit more success this year.
The Tigers hit the road tonight to take on Donovan West. And Coach Thompson isn't real sure what to expect out of them.
That first game is always tough. They've got a new coach again this year, so we just kind of going over a lot of formations because we're not quite sure what they're going to run. But I feel like our guys will be prepared. And, you know, offensively, we got to get our blocking going a little bit. That's one thing we've got to do a lot better. You can't block, you're not going to be able to move the ball. Our guys continue to keep working hard, and we continue to keep getting better.
When a team goes 10-2 and makes it to sub-state but falls to a rival, it's a little tough to swallow. The Axtell Eagles only dropped 2 games last year, both to Hanover. Head coach Eric Detweiler feels last year was bittersweet.
Every team probably has the hopes of going and playing for a state championship. And like you said, we come up a game short, losing to Hanover in the sub-state championship. But that's always motivation for the next season.
A big part of the Eagle offense has gone to graduation. 33 of the 51 touchdown passes thrown went to Hunter Cook. Detweiler knows there are big shoes to fill, but knows his guys are capable.
We need young kids to step up. We don't have a lot of depth on our team. We're going to have 14, 16 kids out and some freshmen and some sophomores to step up and fill those big roles. Hunter's shoes are pretty big shoes to fill with his quickness and speed, and we know that we're not going to be able to replace that with exactly what he brought to us, but, you know, we got other weapons that we can use, and hopefully we can exploit those.
Axtell opened the season at home tonight against a traditionally tough team, but Coach Detweiler isn't sure what to expect from St. John's Tipton.
We don't really know. You know, they got a new head coach this year, so we're kind of flying into this a little bit blind. But traditionally, we have a great team. You know, great athletes, well-disciplined over there. And, you know, we're ranked in state now, so I think they're going to come definitely motivated to try to knock us off. So, you know, we definitely need to play our game if we want to win.
The team to beat Axtell twice last year was a team no one could beat and hasn't been able to beat for 38 straight games. The Hanover Wildcats have won 3 state titles in a row. To make it 4 in a row, Coach Matt Hoyer will have to reload with many inexperienced players and only 1 returning starter.
I feel like this year, you know, we're probably going to have a few growing pains early in the season as we move forward because this group doesn't have a lot of experience. But, you know, I feel like this group, just like every other group, has the ability to be successful and also work hard and do what it takes to keep the program where it's been the last few years.
While those players don't have much game experience, Hoyer feels they actually have experience that no other teams get.
They've had the benefit of going against some of the state's best the last couple years in practice. So I think, you know, even though they don't necessarily have game experience at the same time, I feel like this group has probably had some pretty viable experience in practice every day. It might not be Friday night experience, but this group has gone against pretty good competition day in and day out.
The Wildcats opened the season at home against Pike Valley. Hoyer expects it to be a good test for his team.
Probably won't be a whole lot different than they were last year is what they do schematically and how they try to attack us both offensively and defensively. You know, I know they have quite a few returning starters, so that's one thing that they're probably going to have a leg up on us on is the experience factor. But at the same time, you know, when it comes down to the first game of the year, you know, it's not so much about your opponent. It's more so about you as your own team. So it's more so important that you just take care of what you're supposed to do as a football team. Focus on the things that you might have as strengths. Focus on the things that you might have as weaknesses. And just try to come out of week one not only just healthy, but also better than you were the week before.
The Lynn Bulldogs finished last season with just 1 win. However, they returned all 8 offensive and 7 defensive starters from that team, who was also learning a new system under head coach Ron Smith. This year, Coach Smith says his team now has some strong leadership.
We've got a strong group of seniors. We've got 5 seniors that have played together all the way through. They're focused. They've kept everybody on task, setting good leadership roles so that we can move forward and have success.
That leadership will be tested early as Lynn opens a season on the road against Frankfort in a game that can be heard on KNDY FM 95.5. Coach Smith knows tonight will be a tough test for his team against Frankfort.
I expect Frankfurt to be one of the best teams in our league. They're big, strong, and fast. We've got to be able to stop their run, so we've really got to stay focused on our keys and really play solid defense.
Coach Smith feels Frankfurt is one of the better teams, and Frankfurt head coach Nick Anderson has a respect for the Bulldogs as well.
You know, last year we played them, it was Coach Smith's first game with that squad, and I think having a year to learn his system and understand what he wants is really going to be beneficial to them. They got some quality guys coming back that are going to present some challenges for us for sure. You know, they have a little size, and they got some guys that are fast enough that can score every time they touch the ball, so they're definitely going to present some issues for us.
Frankfurt is coming off its best season since 2011, going 7-3, picking up their first playoff win since 2008 before falling to eventual champion Hanover in the regionals. While last year was a good season, Coach Nick Anderson knows that you still have to keep getting better.
We keep trying to tell them that past success doesn't necessarily lead to future success, and last year really has no effect on what's going to happen this year. And sometimes that's hard with, you know, young kids to get them to understand that. But we're working at it, and hopefully those things pay off for us.
And again, you can hear that game between Lynn and Frankfurt on KNDY FM 95.5 in just a little bit. In the game that'll be broadcast on AM 1570 and FM 94.1, Marysville opened the season at home against Chapman, a team that beat the Bulldogs in last year's opener. Head coach Dustin Hoyer says Chapman will look different than last year.
This year, they're going to be a little bit like we were last year. I think that, you know, they lost a lot of parts off of that team from the last season, but they've got some really good players back. I think that they've got a couple kids up front on both sides of the ball that have a lot of playing experience. You know, I think they've got some good athletes. You know, I think we're going to get a football team that's well coached. I think Chapman's going to be a good football team. I think it's going to be a great test out of the gate to see where we're at. You know, hopefully our kids will stay disciplined and perform well and play hard. That's the biggest thing, is we don't care if they make some mistakes as long as they play hard and they learn from them.
There are high expectations for Marysville across the state. Almost every preseason poll has the Bulldogs in the top three. Coach Hoyer isn't concerned with the rankings, but is confident his players can and will do what is needed to be done to have a successful year.
We've got a group that's confident and has a lot of experience at what we're going to do. I don't anticipate a lot of changes from last year. I think we have a lot of the same kids back. We have a lot of our kids that contributed off the bench in a significant number of snaps. What I hope is that we're a little bit more efficient at all of the things that we've tried to do with these guys the past few seasons.
Again, you can hear the Bulldogs kick off the season live on AM 1570 and FM 94.1 in just a few minutes. And that's going to go ahead and do it for the KNDY pregame show. So sit back and relax and get ready for some high school football action right here on KNDY.